وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فعن شداد بن أوس رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله كتب الإحسان على كل شيء، فإذا قتلتم فأحسنوا القتلة، وإذا ذبحتم فأحسنوا الذبحة، وليحد أحدكم شفرته، وليرح ذبيحته. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الله أكبر، 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 لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. يقول الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والبدن جعلناها لكم من شعائر الله لكم فيها خير، فاذكروا اسم الله عليها صواف، فإذا وجبت جنوبها فكلوا منها وأطعموا القانع والمعتر، كذلك سخرناها لكم لعلكم تشكرون. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم، كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم، وبشر المحسنين. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. Dear brothers and sisters, we're still in the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, the most blessed days of the year, the greatest days of the year. These are the days of takbir, Allahu Akbar, of tahleel, la ilaha illallah, of tahmeed, alhamdulillah, walillahi alhamd. Let's just focus briefly and reflect upon the first of these invocations, of these words of remembrance. Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, a symbol of humility, a symbol of submission, a symbol of recognition that everything we have, rather our very own existence, is dependent on Allahu Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And our focus should be on Him and Him alone and seeking His pleasure. Right, like when we hear the adhan, Allahu Akbar, it's a call to leave behind our sleep, to leave behind our comfort, to leave behind our distractions, to leave behind our work, to leave behind our worries and answer the call, Allahu Akbar. And when we start the prayer and we lift our hands up, symbolically throwing everything behind us, leaving everything behind us, we say, Allahu Akbar, and focus on Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In these blessed days of Eid, these celebratory days, we remember Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we remember his youth when he was so young but so intelligent, as he wisely waited until his people left in the day of celebration. And then we know he came with his hammer or his axe and he destroyed all the idols except for the greatest one. Why? To get the polytheists, to get the mushrikun of his time, of his people, to stop and reflect on Allahu Akbar. Telling them, these idols that you worship, they don't listen, they don't speak, they don't benefit, they don't harm. So how can we benefit from this in this day and age? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I don't fear for my ummah that you'll start to worship idols, but I fear that you'll start to associate others with Allah. Why? Through a shirkul khafi. This inner desire to please other than Allah. Ulterior motives, as we call it. I'm going to lengthen my prayer because someone's looking at me. I'm going to fast extra. Why? Because someone is watching me. I'm so obsessed with other people and I forget Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest and Allah is the most important. And so let's think back and reflect upon our own idols, our own struggles, overworking too much to chase after the dunya when we have enough for ourselves and our families. We have enough for charity. We have enough to save up, but what? We overwork and overwork and overwork, and then we miss salawat. Or is it spending too much time after this hobby, trying to master it, after these video games, trying to really perfect and raise our scores, after these sports, trying to really keep up with the statistics, at what cost? At the cost of increasing our knowledge of Islam. Or is it hanging out and socializing with the azah and with the dawah so much, at the cost of what? At the cost of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance. So let us not engage in that useless talk and play at the expense of focusing on Allahu Akbar. We remember Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam leaving behind his loved ones when he was commanded to leave behind his beloved wife Hajar and his beloved, still nursing, baby boy Ismail alayhi salam. And when he left them in the barren desert, why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them. He left something that he loved. He left something that he was attached to. So what is it that we love? What is it that we're struggling to leave behind? What are those old habits that we've had for years that we secretly desire but we know are not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What are those friends groups who, when we spend time with them, we start to use language inappropriately? We start to discuss topics that are inappropriate. We start to be lazy in terms of our prayer and hastening towards acts of khair and righteous acts, al-a'malu salihat, giving up Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments. These are the days where we say Allahu Akbar, and we leave what the hearts might incline towards for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands. Allahu Akbar. We remember when Ibrahim alayhi salam was commanded to sacrifice his beloved son, and how much we struggle these days with sacrificing, and myself included, the nervousness, the fear, an animal we just met. Imagine his own flesh and blood and his son. Yet when he came to Ismail alayhi salam, still as a boy or a young man, we can say, and he said, "I've been commanded to sacrifice you." How did he respond? He responded with full confidence. He responded with full submission. And he responded with Allahu Akbar, answering the call. So how about in our lives, when we're asked to volunteer, when we're asked to step up, but I don't know. Well, you're in the position right now where you have an opportunity to serve the community. You have an opportunity to do something of khair that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. Are you going to step up, or are we going to be distracted? Are we going to prioritize other things for our time? Rather, answer the call of duty while proclaiming Allahu Akbar. And afterwards, after he had gotten the bayan, as we say, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam with his family, who came to them to dissuade them from following Allah? None other than Shaytan. On several occasions, three occasions that the Hujjaj right now during these blessed days are throwing stones to remember. Think about our own lives and how when we start to do good things, when we start to build good practices and good habits, we have those who come up to us and say, "Lighten up, brother. Take it easy, sister. Just don't go so hard. You're going to the masjid too much. Just relax a little bit. Relax a little bit. I'm feeling a little bit uncomfortable because I'm at home and you're going to the masjid. I'm feeling a little bit uncomfortable because you're eating healthy and you're exercising and you're using your time, and here I am just giving in to my desires." Rather, we continue forward and we're firm with the pressure, with Allahu Akbar. And afterwards, when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam had grown old enough to help him and assist him construct the Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Sayyidina Ibrahim, "Wa'adhin," call the people. And as we see today, millions of Muslims from all over the globe, all over the world have answered the call, and millions more, many more before them from the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. But the point is, he had to call. He had to say, "Allahu Akbar, Allah is more important than everything that you're doing right now." How many of us hesitate when we have that uncle who we know is engaging in riba and interest in haram transactions? When we have that relative who we know is selling pork and alcohol within their business and gaining money from that? When we see that brother or that sister committing something displeasing to Allah and we're shy? And I don't mean in a rude way. I mean just saying, "Hey, you know what? I love you for the sake of Allah. I really care about you." Stop that. Calling to the way of Allah. Or how about Islam even? I saw a video a couple days ago. Many brothers are going to the farms right now, right? And here in our community, in VRIC, mashallah, brothers, they went to a farm not owned by a Muslim, a Hispanic American, and not a Muslim. I think he was a Christian maybe. And they sat down with him and they told him, "Do you know why we're doing this? Do you know why we're sacrificing?" He starts to listen to them. They told him about Islam. And the brother sent the video on the group, mashallah, on one of the local groups. The person is proclaiming the shahada, and la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How beautiful. And you know what he said? He said, I have so many Muslim customers. So many Muslims come to my farm and they sacrifice for Eid or otherwise. Not one of them has ever told me about Islam, where we have this great religion, inna deen indallahi al-Islam. So how many times are we shy to follow in the footsteps of Ibrahim alayhi salam and calling the adhan and making the call to do good works and to stay away from bad works? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Many of us, because we have the sacrifice, we've let our hair grow and we've let our nails grow as well, like the Hujjaj. But how many times has it occurred to us, or how many times have we heard people tell us, you know what, that's not good, just change it a little bit. You're like, I know, it's just 10 days right here. I'm just doing this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm doing this as an act of submission. How many other times do we start to do things and we start to think, what will the community say? What will the community think? What will this uncle say to me? What will this auntie say to me? What will this sibling say to me, or this relative say to me? You know what, I'm going to kind of engage in this people pleasing at the cost of Allahu Akbar. Don't be someone who just follows the crowd. Don't be a people pleaser. Rather, disregard what others say if it contradicts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands with Allahu Akbar. All of this is encompassed, subhanAllah, in the saying that many people before sacrificing say, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, no doubt my prayer and my rites of sacrifice and my life and my death, all of it are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of the worlds. And as we rejoice during these days, and as we're happy during these days of Eid, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to, our hearts are broken, and our sadness continues, and our tears continue who for our brothers and sisters who are suffering all over the world, and particularly in Palestine and Palestine, and from amongst them those in Gaza, those who have involuntarily been stripped of their wealth, and stripped of their health, and stripped of their rights, and stripped of their homes, and stripped of their autonomy, and stripped of their families, and even their own lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them firm, ya Rabbil Alameen. They've been put in such an unimaginably difficult test, subhanAllah. And look how they react with Allahu Akbar. When all of those inessentials have been stripped away from their lives, who are they left with other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And now they're an example for us. Now they're role models for us. Now when brothers, you know, in the medical field have gone to Gaza and come back to our community and told us their stories of resilience, told us their stories of taqwa, told us their stories of steadfastness, we know this is all a living, breathing example of Allahu Akbar. We don't, my dear brothers and sisters, as we're making this habit of takbir and tahleel and tahmeed during these days, we don't need to resort to that. We don't need to voluntarily put ourselves in such discomfort, in such harm. Rather, as you're repeating these after every obligatory prayer until Wednesday, the 13th of Dhul Hijjah after Asr, the last time, as you're doing it, just reflect and say, when I say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, as I'm driving home or walking home with my family and I'm saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, what does it mean for me to leave behind everything except Allahu subhanahu wa ta'ala? And we will end with a dua. Oh Allah, aid our brothers and sisters all over the world. Oh Allah, strengthen those who are weak. Oh Allah, feed those who are hungry. Oh Allah, cure those who are sick. Oh Allah, provide for those who are poor. Oh Allah, fulfill the debts of those who are overwhelmed with them. Oh Allah, have mercy upon our brothers and sisters who've passed. Oh Allah, grant victory for our brothers and sisters in Palestine, especially in Gaza. Oh Allah, make their heels firm. Oh Allah, be in their aid. Oh Allah, grant them peace and prosperity and bless them in all that they do. Oh Allah, accept our righteous deeds during these blessed days, ya Rabbil Alameen, and guide us to what's most pleasing to you. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, Eidukum Mubarak, my dear brothers and sisters, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. All brothers, if you have a shoe,